Syracuse U claims identity-based student housing is open to all. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 19, 2021. Syracuse University claims that its new identity-based student housing will be open to all, contrary to the name. The university added that future recruitment efforts will be targeted to indigenous nations/tribal communities, adding that it plans to hire an indigenous healer in spring 2021. In a bizarre move, Syracuse University is implementing segregated student housing based on identity, but maintains that such housing will still be open to all, according to a report by Campus Reform. A spokeswoman for the university told the outlet that our identity-based living learning communities are open to anyone interested in learning more and exploring identities and cultures. Some are specifically for first years, while others are open to all, the spokeswoman added. Syracuse University announced that it would be adding learning communities or identity-based housing communities to as many residence halls as possible last month on its website. The university went on to say that it would also be hiring an Indigenous identifying counselor to prioritize the recruitment of staff with diverse identities when vacancies occur on the counseling staff. Future recruitment efforts will be targeted to Indigenous nations/tribal communities, said the university, adding that it plans to hire an Indigenous healer in spring 2021. Syracuse also boasted that 50% of the staff members identify as white, and 50% of the staff members identify as a person of color. Moreover, the school announced that it has approved a new curriculum for SEM 100, a mandatory course for first-year students to discuss topics such as identity, power, privilege and history, in support of building a meaningful Syracuse University community, reports Campus Reform. SEM 100 will become a full one-credit course in fall 2021, announced Syracuse University. It is our goal for every student, staff member and faculty member to feel their presence and lived experiences are valued and welcomed, the school added. We will continue to apply lessons learned to the work we're doing this year in our quest to further enhance equity, diversity, accessibility and inclusion. The report added that Syracuse began these updates in an attempt to appease several demands made by protesters who were angered by a string of racist graffiti incidents that occurred on campus late last year. After the chancellor agreed to most of the demands, protesters called for his resignation for not agreeing to segregated housing, among other demands. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.